Well, now, in this country, I never did see anybody gather the macaroni seed. They don't even know what kind that is. But we've got them that comes up everywhere. Right out here under my blacktop, I seen them come up through that and burst that blacktop. And yet, they were just as soft as mush. You couldn't pick them up. They just fall to pieces in your hand.
Yeah, you tell me that. What, you call, did you ever call them toast seeds?
Well, I've had them in express, heard them say it. I see the toadstools coming up all over the yard. I have to break them up out there all the time in my yard.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of them, though. Many, many different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here in the yard, you have some little umbrella kind. I was told that the two people go around in your pasture where the barnyard fertilizer, the cattle are left fertilized, and after so long a time, those little mushrooms come up and they get them and make some kind of a brew or something out of them. I heard of that here in this country. But I never have paid it into mind because I'm not one of them kind of hunt boots and stuff, you know. And
did you ever make a brew out of something, part of the bottom of the tree?
Oh, yes. We used to get sass roots and make tea out of it.
Okay.
It's wonderful for a kid that's got you want them hives or something, you want them to break out and get that and just cure that, not cure that, but help the whole lot, yeah. Then you got a little weed that grows called hive weed, these old time people got. And the kid would break out little pimples around about on his face and things. The old ladies would knew what to get, they'd go out and hunt it and come in and make you a tea and pretty well would dry it up in a day or two.
Now, what about the kind of things you go fishing with? There were
wiggly
things you get out of the
ground. Well, I read quite a piece in the paper last night that Mr. Arthur Smith had in how about the different said worms when he was a boy was a main fish bait and he felt it still was. But they invented everything in the world but still these old earthworms, or they called them wigglers nowadays and different kinds, but last year I had under my stepping on the arbor outside, there was 5 billion. Now we can't hardly find any. We don't know what's happened.
Mm.
I said I didn't feed them like I ought to, but I put out oatmeal and things for them last year, but since they didn't show up this year, I didn't put out nothing.
Mm. Now, can you tell me about the types of hardshell, the types of things you find in water on land? They were hard shells. They had 4 legs, and when you touch them, they put their heads back in the shell.
And streaked head turtles, things like that?
Yeah. What different types of
them
do you
have? Well, it was streaked head, they eat them. People, when they get one of them, they eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a loggerhead turtle that's in there. It's got a, and then there's a snapping turtle. And,
and type
that
just stays on land.
That's box tappings and heel tappings, they call them. I believe there's a box shell, and then there's a, especially ones that can't close the shell. Mr. used to hunt them. He eats them too, but he was called heel tappings or box shells that would close the shell completely up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What about some of the insects? I mean, you get plenty around here.
Oh, there's other kind of insects here, Mr. What I call one, somebody else calls it something else. Now, we got a green and brown and all, but mostly 90% of them you see are green. And they stick a beak into a plant and feed from the inside. And we didn't have nothing that would kill them because they got their food from the inside of the bean, or, you know, the juice out of the inside, and of course when they come out, the bean dried up, but whatever it was on.